I mentioned this morning that my heart is with the village, and it's also with the cottage. My wife got after me, because we did the cottage for years too, and loved it, but equally, both the same, on the same plane, in the same heart, we do. Saw the Lord do wonderful things in the cottage with that chapel time, where the Holy Spirit got their attention. And that's an amazing thing to see. They come in from outside playing and causing havoc, but they come in and they start singing and they feel His presence. They feel the Lord is there and that He's real. You know, it's a lot easier to speak to them about needing their sins covered by the blood when they feel Jesus in the midst and that He's here. Then you have their attention. So I thank the Lord, and I believe God's going to do wonderful things over there. And our brother Jeff, we're with you. Diane and my family, leave tomorrow, but we'll be thinking of you and praying for you. And my heart will be with each of you, your counselors, and also my genes, because my son's up there. So we are believing doubly for you. God's going to do great things. Do you believe it, brethren? Nice. Okay. Let's try it again. That was a rehearsal. God's going to do great things. Amen, brethren?
Amen.
Oh, okay. That's better. You have to believe it and trust the Lord to do that. I just want to say, with Brother Jeff's permission, I have one thing on my heart to say to the counselors. Okay. Could everyone clear the room? Brethren, do everything for Jesus. Keep focused on Christ. It's not about you anymore. From this night on, it's over. It's not about you, your personality, your baggage. It's not about what you think or what you have in mind. It's all about serving Jesus. If you can't get that, go to Brother Jeff and say, I can't do it. It would be better for the village if every one of you were on board 100% and saying, you know what, I'm laying myself down and I'm picking up the cross of Jesus Christ and carrying it. That's what those boys need, for goodness sake. They need men who have sold out for Christ, because the world's sold out for Satan. So you got some competition. So when I ask you, are you expecting great things? You should shout amen. You better believe it, Brother Keith. Why don't you just come up here and see it? Yes, you better get excited. Have a little enthusiasm. Because they need Jesus Christ, these boys. And I know one thing. God never didn't call you up here to babysit. Same thing in the cottage. And if that's your program, you got the wrong program for Pilgrim Camp. So I want to say that to particularly... It's all for Jesus. All for Jesus. Back up your head counselor. Pray for him. Listen to him intently in those meetings. When you get back to the cabin, say, boys, did you hear what Brother Jeff said? God has anointed and ordained him to lead you. Follow him. Back up his word. Say amen in the meetings. So the boys know that you believe in this word. You love it with your whole heart. I'm going to say it again. If you can't do that, go to Boy Scout camp.